Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The communist resistance fighters from the Second World War, Misak and Melanie Manouchian, who were from Armenia, will be entered into the Pantheon today with a ceremony to remember them. The Armenian Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan, will be in Paris to attend the ceremony at the Elysee today. During the resistance, Misak Manouchian headed up the Manouchian group, the immigrant members of which appeared on the infamous Vichy propaganda poster, the Affiche Rouge. Today will be the first time that figures from communist and foreign resistance will be entered into the Pantheon, the temple of the great men and women of the nation. Gabriel Attal will be holding a press conference this morning to offer an update on the pledges that were made to farmers 3 weeks ago. Farmers are continuing their protests with just days to go until the start of this year's agricultural show. Protests took place yesterday on the A62 motorway between Agen and Montauban. Another demonstration is planned in Paris on Friday afternoon. Three ministers are currently in New Caledonia: Gérald Darmanin, the Minister of the Interior, Éric Dupond-Moretti, the Minister of Justice, and Marie Gouvenneau, the new Minister of Overseas Territories. The ministers will spend 2 days on the island to address issues such as road safety. A sentence of 11 years in prison has been requested for the relatives of Radouane Lakhim. This is the final week in the trial held in the Special Assize Court in Paris for terrorist criminal conspiracy in the Trèbes and Carcassonne attack. On March 23, 2018, Radouane Lakhim killed 4 people in a supermarket in Trèbes before he was shot dead by the elite tactical unit of the gendarmes, the GIGN. And finally, the actor Roland Barthes has died at the age of 93. In 2009, Barthes won the Molière for Best Supporting Role in Coriolanus by William Shakespeare. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.